Something from the Bay's Lalamda Torah.
Well, we are live. Not really.
Broadcasting from.
Yep.
Good morning.
Here we go. Here we go.
Finish your sandwich in a second.
Here we go.
We got the idea.
Okay.
Have another bite or two.
L'olam d'Torah. One of the fathers, Chiyuvim, teach the son Torah. L'olam d'Torah min olon. From what do we learn now? D'chsev l'madetem v'yisom es b'neichem. His father did not teach him Torah. He's got to teach himself. How do you know? What's this? It's a drasha on the word of the matam. No, Rashi says it's a different pasuk. Which means you have a chiyuv to learn the Torah. So there's lemadetem as b'neichem, but you have your own chiyuv also. One's in the form yirav, one's in the form hey. Lemadetem asom, shmatam lasoisom. Okay. I don't know, she's not chayv to teach her son Torah.
That alone is enough to say he would come first.
What do you mean?
The two chiyuv. Is it because of Yadav? Is that the rationale?
We didn't get up to
it. What do you mean?
What's the question?
Let's see, one second. Yeah.
First you're saying where to teach your son comes from.
That's one pasuk, and then he has a chayv to teach himself. That's another pasuk. Now, even all in the mechayv, all these things we're learning is the father's chayv, not the mother's chayv. How do you know the mother's not chayv? Tchsev v'limadetem v'limadetom. Similar to Joshua to before, right? That you can read it as going on the person himself, whatever that's called in English, as going as a. Yeah. But the madatom and the madatom. Because mitzvah l'moid, mitzvah l'lamed. Because any mitzvah l'moid and mitzvah l'lamed. If you have to teach yourself, you have to teach others. If you don't teach yourself, you don't teach others. V'im l'ando l'mechayv l'meil of nafsho. I don't know if she's not chayv to teach herself. So it's the madatom. Because any mitzvah l'amdoy, mitzvah l'lamed is atzmai. Because any chul mitzvah l'amdoy, mitzvah l'lamed is atzmai. Very similar to the Joshua of Bidin Aben. U'minayin she'enechem mitzvah l'amdoy. How do you know the father's not chayv to teach her? So there's no chiyuv to teach her. Mameila, she has no chiyuv to teach herself. Mameila, she has no chiyuv to teach her son.
More like.
This means chiyuv.
It's
the same amount of steps, I think, no?
No, because he had to put in that she doesn't have to teach her daughter. That's like an added. He didn't say that she doesn't have to do a pigeon on her daughter. So it's like, oh, she doesn't have a pigeon down on her, so she's not going to do it on.
Same thing. Yeah. Did
you make him before?
Yeah. This means a chiyuv tamid Torah of the mitzvahs tamid Torah. Avada, and you should chayv to learn what you need to know to follow the halacha. But there's no chiyuv tamid Torah be'etzim. Or like in the later years, it could be just chayv to learn also. Mechazak Yer Shemaim. It's also a halacha Yer Shemaim, but the mitzvah of Tam Torah itself is part of it. And Memela, right? You're part of him teaching her. Memela, she's part of herself. Memela, she's part of him teaching the son as well. Yeah. Fine. Ad kan. Tanu Rabban. Tanu Rabbanan. Hu lomboid u benoy lomboid. Again, similar to before. You know, he needs to learn, his son needs to learn. And I guess, you know, he can only afford one teacher. Or, you know, one of them's got to man the family store, and one of them's got to, wants to go learn. So which one take precedence? Who called him to know? His own chiv comes before his son's chiv. He needs to learn himself. Avihuda says, right, again, very similar. It's always Avihuda arguing with the Rabbanon on this Nekuda. We had it by Elie Lerego, we had it by Pinyin Ben. Avihuda Imer, in Benoi Zoriz umamuloch v'tamudoi miskayim biyadoi. If his son is someone that he knows, what, like Rashi says, that Ha'av Roya Shiatzliach Mimenu, the father sees his son has koichas that he will be more matzliach than the father, and he only has enough money to let one of them learn, he should go and make the money and let his son learn. That's Rabbi Yehuda. If he sees a son is zaris and mamulach, which means, you know, he has the asmada and he has the koichas. So then, Benoi koid moi, his son should come first. That will override the chiyah that he has on himself.
What is it?
It's not absolute. Even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that if you don't see that, then...
Kind of like that, Brian, like what this means. Like what's the...
How it defines...
Learning that you need to pay. Yeah, that's where I'm like...
Pay for learning?
Like...
First of all, two
what
things.
What does learning mean? Like, what level? What? These
I mean, Rashi.
Things. Like,
Rashi is.
Now I can go to a Rebbe and just teach me Torah, or just right. You know, teach me Torah one leg. Or,
right, but then you're not
the
working.
Shema. No, but I'm saying, but like.
Meaning, if they have, they need meaning.
Very strong.
You have a father.
Well,
you have a father.
Statement. You can learn. You learn. What does that mean?
It means if you have a father and a son. Yeah.
Learning mean a
kolel. One of them, if a father and a son, one of them, they cannot both go to learn. One of them is going to stay home and make money. Another one's going to go to yeshiva and learn. So who should take precedence?
Let's say there could be a pshar. This one can go for half time. This one can go for.
Okay. Well, obviously, talking about where there's no pshar. Yeah, it's one or the other. The yeshiva is a 3-day wagon ride away. What kind of pshar? You think it had yeshivas in every little shtetl? Either you had to hire Malamed, which also costs a lot of money, or you had to go off and learn. So one or the other is going to cost, you don't have enough money for both.
I guess they didn't have Torah any time back then.
No. And if you were wealthy enough to pay for both, so then we're not talking about that. We're talking about you have to choose. You had to choose one or the other. What?
Just go big and say, oh, we should both be learning, so it's just big.
What? That also, begging is also a job. That's not going to, you know what I'm saying? They could also take the whole day. Yeah. Okay. I mean, that's what Rashi basically, Rashi said. The way Rashi describes it is, you saw this Rashi. The way he describes it, Ein lo yisipak nechosin. He doesn't have enough nechosin, shiyomadu shneyem. Yomad benoi, but who yatriach acham is oinis. Let his son go learn, he'll be much yagadur if he has piken. Yeah, it means you can't. Tell me the case. You can't do both. You can have a case. We could do both. So yeah, and a chinami. So then you're okay. But you have to make the choice. So he says that's how. There were stories like this. There's a famous story with the Vajra Yosef. No, when he was a kid. Who was his rebbe? Vajra says rebbe was of Atia, I think. No, the Ezra Atiyah. It's a famous story that his father took him out of the cheder because he needed his help in the store, and he would, and the Shiva who knew what his koichas were because he was already, you know, he had learned with him already. So he showed up one day in his apron. He said, "Okay, I'm ready. I'm taking over from the store. You send him to go learn." And the father was so inspired from that, so he sent him. But not about Bizman Azeh, where, you know, you come to a Gavaldi Kashir for 2 hours and then go still make a parnasa. Well, didn't go that. Okay, fine. Tana Rabbanan. Ulamab and Alamad, you got them light. Fine. Rabbi says if the son is going to be Matzliach more, send the son. The son takes precedence. Like the following Maisuk. Yehod Rav Yaakov, Red of Achabar Yaakov. Rav Yaakov, the son of Rav Achav bar Yaakov, Shodrei Avuah L'Komid Abaya. His father sent him to learn by Abaya. He also, when he came, He saw that the sugya was not so clear to him. You know, he came back from yeshiva, his father gave him a test. And he saw, you know, it wasn't so much liach. He says, it's better for me to go. Tuvat, you stay here, the Azaran, and I'm going. So Rabbi Dav Yaakov left his son at home, and he went off. So now we get into Gishmak HaMaisa, which happened. That's why we brought this down. Once you brought it down, there was a Gishmak HaMaisa that happened. Shomba Baya the Kahava Osi. Yeah, but the same Maisa, I don't think so. I don't think so. Maybe I mentioned it.
Definitely remember this Maisa.
Oh, it could be. Could be. I mentioned this Maisa maybe, because it's about the Maisa is a very. Many share.
Yeah.
I might have mentioned this mashal because this mashal is a very choshev mashal in terms of what the koyach atfila.
You got all Thursday night open, by the way. Did you restart it? No, seriously, nobody did anything Thursday night.
No, nothing Thursday night.
No.
Yes, it says over there.
And you can bring people to the shul.
I'm in.
Get some challah.
Abaye heard he was coming to town. The great Rav Achba Yaakov is coming to town. Havu Mazik Verabonin. Now there was a Mazik living in the Beis Medrash Dabaya. The Chavah Ayla betrayed, even if you went in with two people, Afilu B'Yamam, even if you went in by the day, have a mitzuki. Because if you know the Gemara in Brochas in the first Perek talks about if you have two people, it's less dangerous. If it's the day, it's less dangerous. Trying to show how powerful this Mazik was, that even by, with two and even by the day, it was a dangerous Mazik. So Abaye got a plan. Amalu, he told the people in the town, Lalaisal in the Shpiza. Nobody should let Rav Achba Yaakov stay over by their house. So they'll be forced to live in the Beis Medrash. That's what Rashi explains. And Rabbi was hoping, like Rashi says, if Rav Achba Yaakov was forced to sleep in the Beis Medrash, so hopefully in his chos, the Mazik will be killed. So nobody gave him a place to stay. After Misrachash Nisa, maybe a Nes will happen. Also, he came, Bosbu, and he slept in the Beis Medrash. The Mazik appeared to him like a serpent with seven heads. And Rav Achba Yaakov started to daven to save himself. And every time he bowed, another head fell off. He told the Abaye the next day, if I didn't have a nes happen to me, and you would have put me in sakana. What are you risking me? What are you risking my life for? Baruch Hashem, it worked out, but don't put me into that type of situation. So the Marsha on this Gemara asks Akasha, Babinson, what was Abaye thinking? Meaning you're putting him to a mokum. Look how he asks it, the Marsha. Marsha Dab Chav Testament Beis in the small print in the Agarto. After this Rachash Nisa, Ktsas Kosha, he says. Kuf, kuf, Ktsas Kosha. You have it there? Yeah. Ktsas Kosha. Deyech Docha Abayo Yisrael L'Mokum Sakona. How could Abaye push him into Mokum Sakona ala Sopik, the Shem Mizrachash Nisa, on the Sopik that maybe a Nisa will happen? But God, Mizrachash Nisa, and even if a Nisa does happen, you Menachem L'Mizchu Yosef, you're making Rabacha lose his Chuyas. Kedomer Baalmo. Man of Shok. If Abaye was hoping for a nes, so what if a nes doesn't happen? In some kind of a nes. What if a nes doesn't happen? Then you put him in danger. And even if you're saying, well, no, you know, there'll probably be a nes because of Racha. Okay, but what right do you have to be Menachem or Mamacha Zechuyas? If Hashem is a brick teva, if it has to be a nes, it takes away from your Zechuyas. So Mashal learns, listen to the Yesh Loimar. Abaye wasn't saying, what was Abaye's tut stodim? Okay? In Mashal's Kasha, we understand the bias dudes told them are, maybe a nes won't happen and Rav Acha will get injured, or maybe a nes will happen and Rav Acha will be okay, but he'll lose his chuyas. Those are the two tzedakim. Zek Hashon, that does we're not a bias to tzedakim. That's not true. Yishloim the vada is somech a bay achas he do soi, v'shem itoich tefilosoi yiloi yanizik. That Abai was sure that the koyach atfil of Rav Acha bar Yaakov would make it that he won't get hurt. There was no tzad he's going to get hurt. That was not an option. V'yarig as a mazik. The ain zen mikrinais. And if he would defeat this mazik with his koyach atfilo, that's not called a nais. El shoma, just the added tzad. The Shema koydim tefila. Maybe even before he's able to daven, Yisrachash nisa, and this will happen. And then he'll lose takiv skuyas. Or mishum suffik zeh, because of that suffik, einlam noah havada shiaragoy soy. He's not gonna not do it because he knows he's gonna kill the mazik. It wouldn't be worth it to not kill the mazik on the tzad that it'll come to a nes and not do his tefila. That's what I told him the next day. He was upset. Because he himself in his anivis, he didn't put it on his tefillah. And Mameli, you made me lose my zechuyas. Masha is saying an unbelievable thing. He's saying the two tzedakim of Abayi were not. Maybe there won't be an ace and then he'll get hurt. And maybe there will be an ace but then he'll lose his zechuyas. If those were the tzedakim Abaye had, he wouldn't have done it to him. That's Masha's kasha. How can you do that? It's not the tzedakim. The tzedakim Abaye had were, chances are, Rav Acha bar Yaakov is going to defeat this mazik with his tefillah. Then there's a tzad that maybe a nes will happen even before that. Even before that point. But Abaye knew that it was his koyach tefillah that was going to defeat this mazik, not a nes. Rav Acha in his anivus, he didn't want to apply to his koyach tefillah. Said to Abaye the next day, "What do you mean? You made an ace happen to me, and now I'm going to lose my zechuyas." But it's not that year. It's not that the cheshbon Abaye had was maybe he'll get hurt or maybe an ace will happen. The cheshbon was he's for sure going to be fine. Maybe it'll come with the koyach tefillah, or maybe it'll come with the koyach anes. And since those were his two tzedakim, the fact that Rav Acha bar Yaakov could get rid of this mazik overweighed that cheshash that he might lose some zechuyas. That's what Marsha learns pshat in the Gemara, which is an unbelievable thing. But that means Marsha's saying is that if you have a seven-headed monster and his and you knock off his heads one by one, that's not called a nes if it's done with the koyach tefillah. The koyach tefillah is so powerful that's normal. That's the derech hateva of your koyach tefillah. Okay, Vadi, he was a tzaddik. His koyach tefillah can do things maybe that a normal koyach.
People who were there who were not small.
Yeah, it's true. His koyach tefillah is more powerful, but the very fact that he's saying that's not called a nes means that the koyach tefillah is itself something within teva that can do unbelievably powerful things. Okay, we might not be able to accomplish what Rachav Yaakov could accomplish, but on our own level, that's koyach teva. That's koyach teva. That's not the koyach nes. That's not the nes. Rachav Yaakov is an anivus called it a nes. And that's why, he said to Abaye, but that's what Abaye held. That was the pshat. I think, it could be also this came up. It could be we mentioned this. It could be in the tefillah sefer, Rabbi Pinkus mentions this marsha. Also. It could be he quotes this marsha. But you see the unbelievable koyach, api teva, the koyach tefillah. Api teva. Not api nes. Nisim is something else. That's what he says over there in the Sefer. We saw in the Sefer, he said, just like Apiteva, a person understands, a person said, you see an accident happened, right? The person understands, Avada learning Torah gives you a lot of zchusim. But there's a world of Teva, so you can't just open up a Sefer and think this person is going to be saved. You have to call Hatola. Everyone understands that you have to act al pi teva, which is to pick up the phone. Tefillah is acting al pi teva. It's no less than pick up the phone and going hatzolah. I mean, you can't do it instead of going hatzolah because that's part of the teva also. But it just, that's a mechanism we have. Al pi teva, the Marsha is calling it. Abada. Here it's talking about a tzaddik's koyach tefillah. So maybe, you know, we can't kill a mazik with that. Like you said, the bayi couldn't do it. But in our own, on our own level, that's the koyach we're talking about. It's what am I sure?
Any question on Gemara?
Yeah. Oh, so we didn't get to the Gemara with Taisus, right? That's the next part. Yeah.
When he just says, he's calling on our bar, he says that the son should go first. He said, it's only the case where the son is, let's say better, right? He's worse than that.
Yeah.
Again, like I mentioned before, why does it carry over the same concept that the mitzvah of the son is Allah, and that's Yosef. Maybe that can answer the Marsha.
You mean?
Maybe it's not a fundamental principle that you relies upon when it comes to choosing between your mitzvah and your son's mitzvah. When there's something else where the Torah, the milk of the Torah is like a...
You mean the Rashi of above.
Yeah. Why not? Why is it any different than Pidin
Rabbi? Yeah, you're right. It goes with what Rabbi Yirmiyah said up above. Meaning Rabbi Yirmiyah said up above, if you only have 5 shekel, everyone holds mitzvah the Gufi Yodah. That which Rabbi Yehuda said, mitzvah b'nai Allah, was only because you had this matzv where you can get both, and you had 5 b'nai chayr. You're right, this fits with that, because you see, Rabbi Yehuda is saying that without this special thing that the son's more matzliach,
father would go first,
even if it goes to Rabbi Yehuda. He's saying that's very good according to Rabbi Yehuda up above. Where Rabbi Yehuda touched up the machlekes up in the bed, that fits very nicely. Otherwise, he should have said, mitzvah b'nai Allah. Yeah, very good. Very good. I hear.
It's not on in this case, right?
Right. It's mashma, it's not, unless there's more metzliach. Also, it's a funny logic when it says Heichad lo agam reavu, if his father didn't teach him, then he has to teach himself. The case of Rachab Yaakov is not a case where his father didn't teach him. It's a case where he wanted to continue his learning. Like by Pinyin Ben, okay, he didn't do it, I have to do it. By Mili, he didn't do it, I have to do it. But Limit Atayr is something which can always be more.
You saw it's independent mitzvahs.
What?
You saw it, we said before, that independent mitzvahs to teach yourself.
Yeah, but the lashon of the Gemara above was heichad only in a case where the father didn't teach him, then he has to teach himself. It's a funny lashon to use by Limud HaTorah. Could be Limud HaTorah isn't...
Teaching him is like sending him to learn. The father's got to be working, even if he's able to teach him.
He
doesn't have the time to teach him. So
he needs to
learn. Send him to learn. It's like him teaching him. It means take care of it that he's learning.
Yeah, I know what I'm saying. Meaning, because the way it's phrased, so you're right, the comparison to the opinion of Ben is a good comparison. But I was thinking maybe it's totally different. What? The mother. I don't know. Because if it's an ongoing mitzvah, see, it's different than the other mitzvahs. Opinion of Ben happens once, Mila happens once. It's an ongoing mitzvah. So it's an ongoing mitzvah. Meaning what you said before could be it's not a raya. Because here it's an ongoing mitzvah. Meaning here it could be that the reason Rabbi Yehuda couldn't say that the son's chiv is more is because it's an ongoing mitzvah. Meaning even if it wasn't true what Rashi set up above, still there'd be a difference. But you're right, but the lashon is what's got to do with Mechayiv the Mikvah Nafshi, even if his father did teach him. No, I mean, there's always a continuation of the Chiyuv.
Does it never end?
No, Chayiv not. That's what I'm saying. Does it? Chiyuv Talmud Torah. No, but I'm talking about the Chiyuv on yourself, though. The Chiyuv on yourself.
I think
Right. So I'm saying the Lashon HaGemara is if his father didn't teach him, then he's chayav to teach himself. I would have thought even if his father did teach him, he's chayav to teach himself because the chiyuv is going to continue. It's a funny Lashon. It matches the Lashon from before, but it's a different type of mitzvah than before. There's a certain level, yeah. But
there's a Gemara, there's a mission about
that. Yeah, but the Gemara is going to talk about this. The Gemara is going to talk about to what point is the father tzchiv. Ah, you're right. So the Gemara is going to talk about to what point the father tzchiv. So that's what we're talking about over here. Yeah, but then there's no right from Rabbi Yaakov because he knew all that already. He was going to learn more. Who told Rabbi Yaakov is not so geschmack. That's also limited to it. We have to see the Gemara Baiter. The Gemara talks about this. How much are we talking about it here? Yeah. Yeah, but I don't know if that's the Chiyuv we're talking about here. That's the question, yeah. Maybe the Chiyuv here is more limited.
So obviously, the loving, I would say, goes...
The Gemara talks about this on the next Amud.
Yeah,
but to what extent?
Otherwise, because also for women, I think another reason why they don't.
Yeah. The Gemara says enough lamed that we're only talking about
mikvah. Why, isn't it? Not saying national daitos conference. I'm saying I thought there was another plus.
The Gemara says enough lamed that we're only talking about mikra over here, chumash. That's what we're talking about over here. That's the case.
We're
talking about chumash. So we're talking about something limited like chumash. We're not talking about the constant. We're not talking about the constant chiyuv of yigitz b'yom v'layla. We're talking about mitzvah to learn mikra. That's what Gemara seems to say in that lavin, which we'll get to in a minute or in a day. So if you say it like that, I understand why it says heichad lag mirbo amechayv lo betzatz moy. I understand that very good. But what I don't understand is what that got to the Rabbi Yaakov. Unless the price of Rabbi, the price of who limoid, but no limoid, is not talking about the chiyuv of the Gemara before it. It's a chiyuv, what you have to say. The chiyuv in the Gemara that brings the rise with the Madatam, even Olon, that Gemara is talking about a chiyuv to teach a mikra. The brisa of Tana Rabban Hu Lamoid Benoi Lamoid is a totally different shaila. Here we're talking about not the chiyuv of the limud Torah of the mikra. That's why it doesn't say anything about mitzvah Benoi Alav. It's not talking about that chiyuv. It's talking about the chiyuv of Gisa B'Yom of Laila, the chiyuv to learn more, become a Tamil Chokham, learn and keep learning even after you're a Tamil Chokham. In that chiyuv, then I understand why we're shtelling suit or Vacha B'Yakov. You hear what I'm saying? This might be right. This might be right. What we're saying now.
The son is not going to be a tzliach as much as the father, and the father should be on the son.
Yeah, but it's a different sugi than the sugi before. The sugi before it is the chiyuv to teach mikra. That's all. The chiyuv of the father to teach the son mikra. If the son didn't, the father didn't teach him, then he's chiyuv machut to teach himself mikra. That's one discussion. There's another discussion when you're going off to learn, continue your learning, advanced learning. So who takes precedence? And that's a discussion of the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda and the story of the Rabbi Yaakov. You hear what I'm saying? Because if you don't do like I'm saying, then there's some kashas over here. If you don't do like I'm saying, then what's v'heichadilu ogmer avu amechai v'ulugmer nafshei? I think it's two different things. You gotta find somebody who says this. I think it's two different things. You hear what I'm trying to say? That would make a lot of sense. Until now, I thought it was one thing. We're talking about the chiyuv up above. That chiyuv up above, that the, like all the cases before, the father's father didn't do pinyan benanim. So now he's got to do it on himself, but he's also got to do it on his son. So I thought that was the Tana Rabbanan over here also. But maybe not. Because again, if that is the case, that's not Rav Achav Yaakov. Let's see if somebody talks about this.
Yeah.
With the Gemara, yeah, I know, because it's the same Indian. Look, the Gemara says in Aflamit, look at Aflamit for one, we'll skip ahead for 1 second, by the two dots on Aflamit, towards the top, there are two dots. What are we talking about? To what extent? So there's a Shaka B'Tarya, which let's not get into right now, but if we skip a few lines, it says, Mikra Levad. If you skip a few lines and you look at the Ve'ilu Ocha Mikra Levad, the first one in the line is Ve'agodos. A few lines later, the first one in the line is Ve'agodos. And it says over there, Ve'ilu Ocha Mikra Levad. Over here we're talking about Achiv Mikra. That's what we're talking about over here. So this whole price of Achiv Yaakov meant he was going to learn Mikra? No, they're two different things. Makuba, what I'm saying is Pashut. Just I didn't pick up on it the first time. No?
So
how does your friend learn it?
So smart, I should go
to Kisha, come home. Yeah, but how does Rabbi Milanovich learn it? See if I'm right. We're cheating, we're doing it the easy way. Eliyahu's way. I have to blame it on somebody. I can't take the. Let's see. I don't know if they're going to discuss it at all. I don't know. No. The man of the father, no matter whether he shall go to study Torah or his son to study Torah. Yeah, it doesn't really say anything. He doesn't discuss it. What? Yeah, well, teaches the father and studies the son, but. No. Mikra, yeah. No, but I'm saying I thought the Brisa, I thought that's what the Brisa meant. You have a father and a son. The father, his father never did the chiv on him. So now he's mechuyev to do it on himself. But he's also mechuyev to do it on his son, which one takes precedence? Which is what it always meant until now. But I'm saying, I don't think it means that, because it's very hard to put. It's very hard to put the story. Right? To read Rav Achav Yaakov into the Brayse of above. His father didn't teach him. And Bichlal, what his father didn't teach you? It's an ongoing Chiyah. The Teretz says, no, the first Gemara is not talking about an ongoing Chiyah. The first Gemara is talking about the Chiyah to learn Mikra, which is what the Gemara says in Avlamit. The Brayse is talking about the ongoing Chiyah of living a Torah to become a greater Talmud Chacham, or to understand the Torah even better, or just the mitzvah to continue learning the Torah, whatever it is. That's the discussion in the second part of the Gemara. Yeah. Look right here. Pause the tape. Let's take a quick look. Yeah. They ask a similar kasha. They bring down here from the Groy asks the kasha in Shulchan Aruch. And the Rav Shulchan Aruch also talks about it. And the Mitziv, they ask, "B'noi zoriz mamulach, the Talmud miskayin biyadoi." all those different characteristics are basically shaykh to learning Gemara, to learning Talmud, to learning Toshu Baal Peh. But the father's chiv is teach mikra, that's the only chiv. So why are we discussing similar to what I'm asking? It seems like there's two different parshas over here. There's the parsha of the chiv teach mikra, and the parsha of learning Talmud, and who's more zaris, who's more mulach. Just there asking as a kasha. So I've said, it's two different sugyas. But they're asking as a kasha. They're asking, it can't be two different sugyas. We're talking about the father's chiyuv towards his son. If it's not the chiyuv of the father has to the son, meaning that's why what I said wasn't enough. That's why they're still bothered by this kasha. We have to be talking about the father's chiyuv towards the son, because that's the whole discussion. What money he has to use or doesn't have to use. If you already taught him mikra and there's nothing to talk about anymore, so then he has no chiyuvim towards his son. Let the father do what he wants. Elowat, that's mashma, that even in the brayso of Hulamod ben Olamod, we're talking about a type of Torah which he is mechuyev to give over to his son. And that's why we have a whole shiloh. But we said, but the Gemara says, Naflam, we don't have to teach him mikra. This is, here's not talking about mikra. Like I said before, Vacham Yaakov was going to learn mikra. So it's a kasha. It's a kasha. What's that? My teretz was the Bryce. The Bryce talking about
what? Talking about
a different type of chiyuv. The chiyuv of Yigisa B'yam of Alayla. No,
is this more talking about
right? But the problem with my teretz.
Is this more talking about chiyuv?
Yes, one set. So I wanted to say no. I wanted to say no, but no. The problem with my teretz is if you're not talking about the chiyuv, father has towards his son. So what's the whole shaila b'chal? The father's no chiyuv towards his son. Ulamayit ben ulamayit. Let him go learn. What's got to do with the son?
If you look before that,
he has chiyuv towards his son.
Which might have a shaila in
terms of what the general aspect of chinuch.
Yeah,
but it's. He taught a mikra. What do you want to do?
But that's why the teretz has nothing to do with halacha.
I wanted to say, but I don't think they're happy with that. They seem to.
I don't know, but it's a himshech of Rabbi Yehuda, right? Just because again, the Nozaris would have the Talmud with Kayan Yadot.
It's not talking about the mitzvah Talmud of the Gemara before. It's talking about the
Rabbi Yehuda, like just because he's better head, so that I
in
the sukkah.
Yeah, but they don't.
Normally, he would have to take care of his son. Rabbi Yehuda's all approaching the sukkah, and if his son is sharper.
Then he sent it.
And then he says, Gihad, the rabbi, and look, because you see what happened to this thing. So, what are they talking about?
I wanted to say, they're talking about the general mitzvah, Talmud Torah, not with the mother, the mother is mikra. The mitzvah is continuing to learn. The mitzvah is Yamav Laila.
What's wrong with it?
No,
it
so
doesn't bring any of the rise that were performed out of the mitzvah of Pidin Abed for him and for his son.
They assume.
This whole thing is
the Mepharshim here. The Mepharshim are assuming in their kasha that there must be some kind of chiyuv of the father to the son.
You hold this verse talk about chiyuv.
It's not mashma.
It's hashkafah.
It is a shkafik.
It's a shkafik question.
Usually, if this question would come up like before, they brought it. They brought halachic basis because it's kishtar, and then the mitzvah of halal, mitzvah of halal. Those are all love. So those are halachic, principles to where you should possibly. This is stuff. Well, if your kid is a better learner, send your kid.
Right, it sounds a shkafik. And based on so Rashi, the Gra, also it's mashma that way.
They're quoting it the Gra, that the Gra. He didn't want to separate the two things like I was doing.
So what did
you
say?
He wanted to say that Enachinami, that even though the Gemara says later on, the real chiyuv of the father is only mikra, that means you have to pay somebody to teach him mikra. But if you don't have to pay somebody to teach him, you have to teach him Mishnah and Gemara as well. And they quote here also.
Maybe over here the father could pack himself.
They're finding different ways to explain why the father's mechuyev to do this too. Even the Gemara there says mikra. Either mikra, different.
Maybe you could say the chat is that the father could pack himself
of a schiv by supporting somebody else learning because he can't do it. And in this case, it happens to be his son.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
I'm saying it doesn't mean that he has a schiv for his son to learn.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, I'll come upon him if I'm bothered by this kash. The girl and the Shulchan Aruch Rav, they're quoting over here, the Meram Yisod, the Tziv, they quote over here, talks about it. I have to look up inside these things to really know what they're saying. I can't just go by what's here, but these are the Meram Mekoymas. But I'm just saying, I see the Kivun is not, you know, starting off like we're saying, but they're not totally divorcing the Braitsa from the Chiv of Av Lebnoi. They're somehow working it into the Chiv of Av Lebnoi. But they are trying to deal with the same kasha, basically, that we were bothered by.
The Braitsa defines a man's obligation to study Torah himself in relation to the obligation to facilitate his sons.
Yeah, but that doesn't tell me whether
it means. That's what I'm saying, but it's relating it back to that, but not.
Not sure per se, it's just Hampshire. Yeah. Tomorrow we'll conquer Toysis tomorrow.
I'll be here.
You will be here.